Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the VIP list. The VIP list. Gotta admit, my friends, all enjoy the VIP treatment. I don't care if it's a first class ticket on your favorite airline or whether it's sitting at a private table at your favorite restaurant. We love being treated like a VIP. We enjoy it so much that we'll pay more money to be treated like a VIP. And we only go places or prefer to go places where the VIP treatment is in place, where they know our name and who we are and what we like to eat or where we like to go or what we like to do. Yes, my friends, and I would submit to you that God has the master VIP list. He was the one that created the concept and philosophy. Remember, he told us in Luke 10 and 20 that we shouldn't rejoice that the spirits are subject unto us, but we should rejoice because our names are written in heaven. Yes, my friends, we're on the VIP list. He even says it in Philippians 4 and 3. He says to my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Yes, my friends, don't you recognize that if you have accepted Christ as your personal Savior, He has made you His personal VIP? There are four key components of how God treats His VIPs, and I love to communicate them with you. The first one is He made the selection. Yes, remember, my friends, VIPs are selected. If you've ever invited someone to a wedding or to a party, you chose who was going to be a VIP. You chose who was going to get treated differently than the rest. You outlined it. They did not pick how to be treated or how to be a VIP. You put them on the list. By the same token, the Bible says in John 15, 16, you have not chosen me, says God, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bring much fruit and that your fruit should remain and that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Listen, my friends, we've been chosen. You remember the Bible says in 1 Peter 2 and 9 that we are a chosen generation. And remember in Matthew 22 and 14, Jesus says, for many are called, but few are chosen. Yes, isn't it good to know that you've been highly selected, that before the foundation of the world, God chose you to live for him and to operate through him and to do the things that he would have us to do? Yes, God chose us. Not only did he make the selection, he also provides the protection. You know, there are some places you go as a VIP and they'll assign security to you. You know, the president has Secret Service, and if you go certain places, if you have tickets to a concert, they may allow you to go backstage and you're escorted by security and you feel all special. Well, you know, when you're a VIP, that comes with the territory. Well, God also provides protection. We find out in Psalms 91:11 that he'll give his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. Didn't we discover in Philippians 4 and 7 that God's peace will surpass all understanding and will keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus? My friends, the reason that we have our sanity, our emotional stability, and all the things that we have is because God provides a protection. He's the one that keeps us strong when everybody thinks that we should fall down and die. No, God is the one that provides protection. David recognized it in Psalms 27 and 1 when he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Not only did he make the selection and provide the protection, he also keep the connection. Yes, my friends, God keeps the connection. You know, when you're on the VIP list and you have a direct line to call and ask things, you know, they say the president has a red phone and only a certain number of people have access to it. Well, isn't it great to know that we've got a connection with God that cannot be broken? You remember in Isaiah 30 and 21 when he says, our ears will hear a word behind us saying, this is the way, walk in it. Yes, my friends, and you know that we can come boldly before his throne as outlined in Hebrews 4 and 16. Then we discover in Psalm 91 and 15, he says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. These are God's promises to us because we're his VIPs. We can call on him morning, noon, or night. He never slumbers nor sleeps. His line's never busy. For us, he'll always have an ear open. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord are upon on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Yes, my friends, God keeps the connection. Now, not only does he provide the protection and keep the connection and make the selection, he also shows us affection. Yes, my friends, we are loved by God. The Bible says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. That's 1 John 3:1. Then we also remember that John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Yes, my friends, God shows us the affection. Don't you recognize that you are loved by God? That same love that permeates through you came from him. The smile on your face, he put it there. My friends and neighbors, God is the one that knows how to show us the affection. He even calls us the apple of his eye. Yes, my friends, we are on God's VIP list. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.